fairly close to it. There's just the zoo and the golf course and the lagoons. There was an area where they had a lot of concessions that we always call the rides. Right now there's a big open grassy area on the edge of the park that I just refer to as the levee. We go there a lot. It's on the river. Yeah, it's right next to the river. And runs from the river to a place right in front of Tulane University.
Yeah, I noticed some bumper stickers saying something like parks are for people.
Well, there's a big controversy going on right now about Audubon Park. There's a proposal that's really pretty much in effect right now to expand the zoo a great deal. And there are a lot of people who are against it because they think it's going to just throw off the whole original concept of the park and take up too much area for a zoo that should be used for people, for picnicking and things like that.
Which side are you on?
I don't know. I'm on both sides because I think the zoo plan itself is magnificent. On the other hand, I've been going to that park a long time, and I really wouldn't be too disappointed if it stayed like it was. But I think the zoo, I think it's going to be a good zoo.
Is it pretty bad right now?
No, it's horrible. Oh. No, it's really awful.
What is the difference?
I'd be in the alternative would be to get rid of it altogether.
Why do you still do that?
I don't know, I guess. I don't know.
What do you call the area where the main offices, the banks and things are located?
Central Business District.
Okay.
And before that term came to be so widely used, I guess everybody said downtown.
What do you think of the boundaries of downtown office?
Of this city?
Yeah.
Well, let's see, the river, and let's say, I was going to say Claiborne Avenue, but really further out than that, Carrollton Avenue. I usually think of downtown as going into the French Quarter a couple of blocks because there's a lot of businesses in that area, and then running up to Lee Circle, Howard Avenue.
Mm-hmm. What about them? Are there any ethnic neighborhoods that have a separate financial district or separate from this one?
Well, there's some suburban financial districts in Metairie out on Causeway Boulevard. There's some banks and savings and loans and things like that out there.
What about the where people would go to go shopping?
Well, there are a number of great big shopping centers that have grown up. Lakeside, right, the newest one is the Plaza. Oakwood across the river. Let's see, isn't there? And there's another new one out in Metairie past Lakeside called, I can't remember the name of it. Hardly ever go there.
When your sense of how New Orleans is laid out, that depends on the river and the lake. Pretty much, I mean, are those the...
Well, those
talk
are,
about
yeah.
East or west or north or south. Maybe.
No, because the streets don't run that way, particularly in the middle of town. Of course, as you get away from the bend of the river, the streets do run east and west, and some of them are referred to as east and west, particularly out in Metairie. But in the uptown area, all the main streets follow the river, so it depends on where you are. What direction you're going in.
Has the river ever changed course?
Well, it has, and it does from time to time. And the